Well, shortly we'll be going over to the Madison Marietta Nassau Gymnasium for our Veterans Program. Maynard Meyer will be your speaker this morning. And the Veterans Program, sponsored by Madison VFW Post 1656. We'll be heading over there shortly.
Year. I especially would like to welcome Appleton Milan Elementary students, staff, and guests for joining us in honoring all our veterans. At this time, please stand and recognize our honor party.
At this time, invocation by Pastor David Hall. Let us pray. Dear Father, nothing is hidden from you. Even the silent sufferer you see. Lift up those with emotional scars who have served in our military. Those veterans are special to you and you love them. You see them, strengthen them to seek help from friends or counselors. Give grace and patience to those who care for them. Give wisdom to doctors who are treating them. We pray for peace for them and relief. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
At this time, Star Spangled Banner, Senior High Band. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You can be seated. At this time, musical selections.
As it flows. Thank you. Our speaker today is Maynard Meyer. Maynard is owner and operator of KLQP-FM Radio in Madison. He and his wife, Deb, have been in Madison residence for 40 years. Maynard was born and raised in Benson area, where he graduated from high school in 1970. He then attended St. Cloud State College and later Morehead State University, where he received a degree in broadcast journalism in 1974. In addition to his work at Q92 Radio, Maynard is executive director of the Madison Area Chamber of Commerce, a partner in operation of the Grand Theater, and is active in the Madison community in a variety of ways. He is a 40-year member of the Madison Kiwanis Club. He has served several terms on the Madison City Council. Madison was awarded the Outstanding Citizen Award by the Madison Chamber in 1998 and was inducted into the Minnesota Broadcasting Hall of Fame in 2011. 2024 will mark Maynard's 50th year in full-time radio. Maynard and Deb have 3 grown children, Andy, Adam, and Amber, and 7 grandsons. Let's welcome Maynard with a round of applause.
Thank you very much. My pleasure to be here today. Let's hear it again for the band and the choir over here. Boy, they're doing a great job. Give them a round of applause. There. Well, considering how long my presentation should be today, I recall that Lincoln's Gettysburg Address was one of the best remembered speeches in history. It was 272 words long and lasted 2 minutes. Has anyone here ever heard of a guy named Edward Everts? Raise your hand. Edward Everts, anybody? He also spoke at Gettysburg. He talked for 2 hours, and no one remembers him. So we're going to keep this somewhere between 2 minutes and 2 hours. So, when I was first asked to speak today, I said, let me think about it. I'll get back to you. As I was thinking to myself, I really don't have any military background, so what could I possibly contribute to today's discussion? What do I know about being a veteran? My late father was an auto mechanics instructor in the civil service in Fort Crook, Nebraska in World War II. My brother Danny served a U.S. Navy on a destroyer in the Pacific in the late 50s. And our daughter Amber, of whom we are very proud, is with us today in the building. She's currently a major in the U.S. Army National Guard. But I personally have no experience, so what can I talk about that would be of interest to a Veterans Day crowd? After doing a little more contemplating, it occurred to me that I'd never really heard anyone talk about how non-veterans could best celebrate Veterans Day and honor those who have served our country. So that's when the light bulb came on, and that would be what I would talk about today, so I told them I'd do it. A little research on the internet led me to a blog by a former Navy SEAL named Eric Greitens. It was entitled, How to Celebrate Veterans Day, Especially if You Aren't a Veteran. I'd like to read some of that to you today because it says it better than I could, with addition of a few of my own thoughts along the way. And before I begin, just a little history on Veterans Day. Veterans Day is a federal holiday, always falls on November 11th, designated as a day to honor all who have served in the military. Veterans Day was originally called Armistice Day and created to honor the end of World War I, which officially took place November 11th, 1918. Veterans Day is often confused with Memorial Day, which takes place the last Monday in May, but Memorial Day is set aside to pay tribute to those who died serving in the military, and today we honor all veterans living and deceased. So back to my topic today. Here's what Eric Greitens has to say about Veterans Day. He says, a Navy SEAL, I deployed 4 times in the global war on terrorism. And on Veterans Day, I often have good friends who call and write to say, Happy Veterans Day, or thinking of you today. Well, these are great messages. Always good to hear from your friends. The veterans in your life would enjoy hearing those messages as well. He said he also has friends who ask, is there more I can do? Or how should a veteran, non-veteran, celebrate Veterans Day? Well, a few ideas. Most importantly, serve. November 11th is set aside every year to honor those who have served our country through military service. What better way to recognize their service by deploying yourself in your own community in their honor? Find a way to serve in your local community. Let a veteran know that you're serving in his or her honor. And what are some of the ways you can deploy in your community? Join a service organization. Volunteer in your church. Join the Chamber of Commerce. Run for office. Visit the elderly. Be a mentor to our area kids. Contact the VFW or the Legion or their auxiliaries and ask for information on how you can get involved. Or stop on down to Madison Mercantile. Talk to Chris Shellstead about the many, many groups that meet there on a regular basis and see if perhaps there's one that you'd like to get involved with. Doesn't matter if you live in Madison or Minneapolis, there are so many ways to deploy in your community to make it a better place. And kids, for you, there's a lot you can do to make your community better. You see trash on the street, pick it up. Hold a door open for somebody. Say hi to people you pass on the street. Help your teacher clean up the classroom, or help a friend who might have a problem with a class, or you see somebody bullying another person, report it to an adult. Join the 4-H, or join the Boy Scouts, or the Girl Scouts. There are many opportunities for people of all ages to make positive changes in their community by just doing little things. Another point is learn. Words like bravery and sacrifice can sound abstract, but they become real when we learn about the people who live those values. Read a great book about what veterans have done for the country, or go to the library in your school or the public library and ask to see the books they have about those who've served. You'll find a lot of great reading. Number three is support. President John F. Kennedy once said, as we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by those words. Continue to attend celebrations such as the one you're attending today, and show the veterans in your community that you support them. And be sure to connect, because as each day passes, more and more World War II and Korean War veterans leave us. We live in a country with fewer and fewer veterans. Today, many people don't know what a veteran who served overseas in Iraq or Afghanistan. Less than 1% of Americans have served in the military since September 11th of 2001. And yet the odds are that you have a veteran in your school, on the job, the community. Veterans are your neighbors, your co-workers, your classmates. And Veterans Day is a great day to thank them for their service, and even better, to learn about them. Start by going up to a veteran and say, "Happy Veterans Day. Can you tell me about your service?" And be welcoming. Many people are unsure about what to say to veterans, especially those who have recently returned home. Well, one of the best things you can simply say is, "Welcome home." And most importantly, be grateful. Everything we enjoy is possible only because those before us have sacrificed and served. Spend time with family and friends, and as you celebrate Veterans Day, reflect on the legacy of service that has ensured our freedom as Americans. I'm grateful for the opportunity to speak at this program today. God bless our veterans. God bless our non-veterans. God bless America. Thank you.
We will now have some more musical selections.
This next piece is called Armed Forces, Pride of America, and it has all of the branches of the military there, theme song. So if, when we call your branch, if you are a veteran, would you please stand as you are able or wave so we can recognize your service, and thank you.
The United States Army.
Over hill, over dale, people
Navy.
Good
Guard.
Thank you.
Our next piece will be God Bless America. We're going to do the often unheard opening verse, and then we'll bring you in on the chorus. So, elementary guys, you really don't know it. Stand up and sing together. So go ahead, stand up, guys. All y'all, stand up.
Benediction with Pastor Hall.
Give me the mic, Mike. All right. That was like the greatest pledge of allegiance I ever heard in the whole world. That was the greatest music selection ever. I'm so honored and privileged and just grateful for, I was in the mood, I guess. My heart was dancing and singing right along with you guys. Oh my goodness, the fourth graders, awesome. So we as veterans, we also thank you. What an honor and privilege to be part of this program. I love the whole thing. And I'm just going to come down a little bit farther with you guys. So let's end with prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So we as veterans, and for the whole Madison community and Appleton community, thank you. Thank you. Let's go in peace. Serve the Lord. Amen.
We especially would like to thank the Madison Milan Elementary students and staff and guests for joining all of our honoring our veterans. Madison Study Club will have members in the back handing out a certificate good for coffee or beverage at Detoy's Restaurant, the Mercantile, or the Pantry Cafe. And the flags will be lowered at the Flags of Honor on Monday, November 13th, 2023 at 4:30. If you are available for your assistance, it would be greatly appreciated. I'd like to say thank you to Lac Parle Valley School District 2853 for the use of the facility, Q92 Radio for broadcasting our program, Lac Parle High Valley School Choir under the direction of Chad Felton, and the Lac Parle Valley Senior High Band under the direction of Nissa Jimenez, Madison Study Club for their generous gift, Madison, Marietta, Nassau, Appleton, and Milan fourth graders under the direction of Nicole Markworth, and the American Legion Post 158 and Auxiliary for coffee and rolls this morning. I'd also like to thank Maynard for being our speaker today, also for broadcasting all of our Veterans Day and Memorial Day programs. And now I'd like to ask all the veterans to line up in the back of the gymnasium for the Greet a Vet. Thank you.
You have been listening to the Madison Veterans Program from Madison Marietta Nassau Elementary Gymnasium this morning. The Madison Veterans Program, sponsored by the Madison VFW Post 1656.